News coverage of the attack on the World Trade Center and the terrible aftermath has presented newspapers and television news organizations with dilemmas, starting with the decision on whether or not to show pictures of a man who fell or jumped from the Trade Center towers. CBS showed that picture. Marcy McGinnis is Senior Vice President for News Coverage of CBS News. She joins us now by telephone. First of all, you made the decision to show people jumping. In all of the rush to get all of this footage on the air, did you spend time on that decision?
We showed one person falling from the building. There wasn't a series of people jumping from the building that we were showing. So just to you know, have your listeners understand what we did show, there was one shot of someone falling from the building. Whether he jumped or fell, we don't know, but we did take that shot. So there, and it was in the midst of the news breaking and the video coming in, so there wasn't a great deal of discussion at the time about whether to show it or not. It was actually part of the story as it was unfolding.
But then, of course, once you have the picture in the house, what do you do about repeating it?
We did show that picture at different times during the day. There, we did not repeat it often, and we did not, we don't think, dwell on it.
Now, one of the things that is sort of interesting to think about is that overseas broadcasters are making different decisions. Those people who are watching the BBC in London, or even CBC in Canada, are seeing far more graphic detail than viewers in the United States are seeing.
In this particular story?
Yes. And I wondered why you think that is.
I haven't seen that video. If it exists, I haven't seen it in this building yet. It's important to show the viewer what has happened in a terrible situation. When we had the terrible, our servicemen were dragged through the streets in, you know, when they were killed.
Mogadishu, right.
Right. You know, there were lots of discussions. What do you show? What don't you show? On one hand, you want to say, look at this. This is what these people did. And on the other hand, you really have to show, you know, a body part or a decapitated torso or something. You know, there's a point at which taste has to enter into it, and you have to respect the feelings of the people who are watching this thing, who might have an intimate involvement in the story.
You say that you haven't seen that kind of video coming in, although presumably once camera crews are allowed to get closer to the scene, you will.
Yeah.
Is this a kind of a rolling decision? Do you think that there comes a time when you revisit these kinds of questions and make other decisions?
Yes, I think it's a rolling decision for sure. It happened one time with a train crash. We had a very horrible train crash in India, and there was bodies hanging from a trestle. And the editor, either the editor or producer wanted to put it in, the other one didn't. They came to me, and I made the decision not to put it in because, again, I said, look, we can tell the story that hundreds of people were killed in this train crash and see people carried off this train in stretchers without having to show this horrible shot of a body hanging from a trestle.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Marcy McGinnis is Senior Vice President for News Coverage at CBS News. We reached her in New York.